You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. Hi, Ray. It's good to be back with you.
Well, Rob, you're here again. So good to be with you.
Another time for another great conversation. We know there is a myriad of ways to get a business education, experience and training. But is any of that or even all of that put together guaranteed to produce a genuine entrepreneur?
Let's first of all talk about what is an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is a creator, innovator, and negotiator. So if you look at it in those terms, any one of us, you included, myself included, are entrepreneurs. What differentiates an entrepreneur who runs a company and just an entrepreneur that maybe has a, you know, a little backyard service, as you would, or a garage service, is mm-hmm. is passion. So the, what differentiates, you know, entrepreneurs that are willing to make that big leap is their passion. How passionate are they about their what it is they want to do? And so that doesn't mean they're going to be successful just because they have passion. But we'll talk about that in a minute, about what's the difference between being a passionate entrepreneur and being a successful entrepreneur. So a passion is something that drives you beyond what you need to do to succeed. And so I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday. He's to start a new business, and I said, he was running out of gas. He just said, this effort's is exhausting me. I don't know that I can keep this up. And I said, well, a true entrepreneur has to be able to run on empty. In other words, you have to be able to dig down below where you think you have to go to get that fuel and energy to keep going. I call the wall in running a marathon. In other words, at some point, roughly 16 miles, the marathoner hits a wall, meaning his body says, no, can't do it. Stop, give up, throw in the towel. And that's called a wall. So every entrepreneur has a wall. And his ability to go through that wall determines whether he's going to be successful. It's that, that never willing to give up, that burning desire to just keep going when all else looks like it's going to fail. And so you have to have that burning determination to see it through no matter what the obstacles you're going to face. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be successful. That just means that you have that energy and that ability to go through the wall. It doesn't mean you're going to get first place or even 100th place. It just means that you're more likely to finish the race. So to be successful now as an entrepreneur, you have to have some tools, some keys that to help you succeed. And as I talk to these students on my program called Zen Starter, I tell them there's four basic courses you need, whether you're a college graduate or whether you're just starting out as a bricklayer, in a bricklayer business, as you would. You need to understand economics. So that's an important thing to learn. Business law, because, you're going to be operating a business and you need to know what contracts are and how you should form a contract. And the third thing is accounting. You'd be able to know the nuts and bolts of accounting, credits and debits and so forth. And lastly, financial and managerial accounting, which is all about you know, understanding and reading income statements and balance sheets. You know, it's like a contractor who can't read construction plans or building plans, you know, is not going to be able to build a proper house. He wouldn't know how to do it. So you got to be able to read the plans and understand what plans mean and the construction of the structure you're trying to put together. And that's the same thing in running a business. You know, you have to know and understand economics, law, counting, and income and income statements and balance sheets. That helps you understand your business. If you can't do that, then of course, you can't be a contractor either. You can't build a building if you don't know, you know, how to construct a building. Mm-hmm. So that's just the nuts and bolts of running a company. Now, lastly, you know, I've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs who raise just enough money to get themselves started, but not enough to finish. So they end up having to run around, get, you know, raising money when they should be running their business. Yeah. Because raising money is a lot of work. And if you do it before you have to start running your company, that's fine. But, you know, raise enough money to get yourself to profitability so you don't have to keep chasing that almighty dollar. And that's a real key. You know, don't be deluded in the fact that, oh, I'll get started and the money will come rolling in. It just doesn't work that way. So, you know, raise enough money to get yourself to profitability before you even start your company. And those are the basics for, being a successful entrepreneur.
Obviously, the people who are doing your Zen Starter, you're taking your Zen Starter course, are people who are passionate about or wanting to be the operators, owners, and innovators of within a company. You know, to create a company, to maybe build something from nothing and have a successful business. And I imagine that you run into people all the time, and you see somebody who is it easy to tell when you're looking at a young person who is looking at being an entrepreneur and pursuing that, whether or not they have the passion element, because they're obviously getting the education element by being involved with Zen Starter and taking college classes, of course. So can you see it in them and the way that they carry themselves?
To some degree. I mean, it's not a slam dunk. I mean, it, you know, it used to be that, you know, if they were neatly dressed and they had a smile on their face and their shoulders were squared up and they just had that smile, that glimmer in their eye, that would be all you need. But that's a start. I mean, certainly, you know, the more neatly dressed you are, you know, groomed, you know, have the sparkle in your eye, that squared up shoulder, you know, that having that, you know, I can do it kind of look and mentality, you know, that certainly would be one way to, you know, to gauge a person's entrepreneurship.
Well, Ray, really appreciate it. Another great conversation. You can reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com, where you'll find more podcasts, blogs, links to information about the book Tough Things First. Also, check out Ray's new book, The Zen of Zinn. And also, please go to your favorite podcast source, probably the place where you are connecting with us right now, and give your rating to help us spread the word for Ray's great podcasts. And of course, we'll connect you to the other details, his website, and all the other contact information for him. So look forward to the next time, Ray.
Well, thank you, Rob. It was great. I love talking about entrepreneurism.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.